Hello and welcome to our New Testament readings. It's Friday the 21st of January and we are in Mark chapter 7, 31 to 37. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we love you so much. You do all things well, as we're going to see in this passage today. Holy Spirit, speak to us this morning and guide us and teach us how to live life well like you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre, went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of the Decapolis. There, some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spat and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He makes even the deaf hear and the mute speak." Back in Mark chapter 5, when Jesus cast the demons out of Legion, it was the same area, it was Decapolis, and he was asked to leave. It was affecting the bacon prices. All those pigs had gone into the sea. Now he returns to the area, and it's clear that the man that he freed has been telling everyone because a crowd gathers. So in the crowd, some people bring a man who was deaf and struggling to speak. And it's time for Jesus to make really clear to the disciples that the kingdom of God is for everyone, for Gentiles like us as well as Jews. So he draws the man aside so the disciples can watch and learn. Now, as we've already said, if a Jew touched a Gentile, it made the Jew unclean in the old way of doing things. But Jesus has come to seek and save the lost, including foreigners. So he puts his clean Jewish fingers into the dirty pagan's ears and makes him clean and healed. He puts his pure Jewish spittle on the unclean tongue, again to make him clean and able to speak clearly. Where once touching an unclean person or a thing made one unclean, now it's the other way. People are made clean and whole by touch and faith. Jesus is so full of compassion, he groans that big sigh and says, "Ephphatha," can't even pronounce it, the Aramaic for "be opened," and the man is healed. Because Jesus is the Messiah. He's the anointed one, not just of Jews, but of Gentiles in Decapolis and places like that. It's a sign from Isaiah 35, 5 to 6, which is an Old Testament prophecy of the ministry of the Messiah. "Then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert." This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jesus is the God of Israel and the God of the Gentiles. He's here for everyone. No matter what pain you are in, Jesus can heal you as he heals me. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you have come to open our eyes, to open our ears, to open our mouths with the good news of the gospel. Pray for your blessing to be upon us, and may we be a blessing to others today. In the name of Jesus, amen.